This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hi.
Riggs is doing this thing to me today where he's counting down, but he's not really counting down. He's going, Allie, you have 10 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, go. No. I'm like, you skipped 5, 6, 7, 8, dude.
What the hell?
What if they did that in NBA? Jeez. They're like, 24 seconds on the shot clock. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, what?
They do that sometimes for the defending team, for the team, the opposite team, the visiting team. They'll go, you have 3 seconds. The crowd will start chanting, and there's 20 seconds left on the clock. Happens all the
that
time.
That is funny.
The panic.
Who got fired from what
Janelle
show?
Janelle Evans from Teen Mom after how many years on the show?
What?
Dude.
Over 10.
Is she a big part of that show?
Huge part of that show. I mean, hello, Barb, who's her mother.
Seriously.
Oh, Barb is her mom. I see
that's
you
right.
with Kifa. Janelle has been the constant screwed up one on Teen Mom.
Yeah.
Times 100. While trying to hold it together and trying to convince everyone on TV she's got it together, but yet it's always been so obvious no matter who she's with, he's a lunatic. And this guy she married like a lunatic. Because she's got what? Let me think about this. She's got how many kids now? 4 or something?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I can't, whatever. Look, the point is this. Too many for 24 and really screwed up.
Yeah.
And got nothing together. So her current husband, David, is a lunatic. You see it on the show. The producers don't even want to deal with him on Teen Mom. Like, it's, they show the producers not wanting to deal with him and being like, this guy's insane. So he shot their dog.
Yeah.
He's got anger issues. She's always
shot their dog. Why?
Oh, and killed it.
What happened?
Because he got mad that the dog nipped at like their 2-year-old, who obviously the dog's been around the 2-year-old for 2 years.
Yeah.
So
did you see
the kid was okay?
Did you see the video of this supposed nip?
I refuse to watch any of the video, especially when I don't want to.
Yeah,
know.
Because
there's no video of him abusing the dog. There's video of the bite that the dog did to the kid allegedly.
Where right.
The kid's face to face with the dog, and the dog from the video I saw just goes and
like nothing.
Nothing. Happens with my dog and my girlfriend's kid.
It wasn't like it attacked the kid.
No. Even if he attacked the kid, you don't take it outside and shoot it. You call animal control. Like, it's a limit. Like, the fact that you can that quickly take a dog that you've had and shoot it in your yard.
That's like backwards stuff, man.
If that
that's
doesn't
like
show you how little of a human being you are.
Yeah.
I mean, that you're. And
I agree with getting rid of the dog if it attacks
and
a child.
Husband.
Yeah. And a husband. Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, my God. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Well, why did they cut ties with her? Because of him?
Fired him. Okay, so first they fired him a long time ago because he went on Twitter and on this homophobic crazy rant. MTV was like, we don't roll with the homophobic people.
We don't
MTV
roll with
was
the
like,
homophobes.
We're too young.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, we are ahead of the game here. Like, this is not, it's 2019, get it together.
Yeah, for sure.
So MTV fired him, and then now they have fired her because of the dog stuff, because it's just too much. Viewers are like disgusted. I mean, if we weren't disgusted and horrified by Janelle and all the other crap, I think taking your dog in the backyard and shooting it because it didn't even really nip at your 2-year-old is showing a little bit of a issue.
I mean, with all the things that MTV has shown, they showed Snooki get punched in the face on Jersey Shore. They capitalize on they capitalize usually on all this controversy. This guy
not
is
this,
and this girl, they're so toxic. MTV is like, we're just gonna wash our hands.
Well,
here.
Yeah, they're not even safe to have people around. Well, the guy's got guns on his property. They don't even want the crew there because he's crazy like that. I mean, and that's why she doesn't have custody of her kid from Teen Mom. Jace, the mom does, Barb, because Barb constantly says this guy's crazy, and Janelle goes, we're great. So what I'm more worried about is actually what's going on at her house right now, as he's gotten fired and she's gotten fired. I worry about the abuse going on because he's crazy.
Yes.
So now she's really got nowhere to go.
Let's get everyone on that show some mental health therapy.
Not everyone. There's some really stable people that have
are
made
there?
It. Chelsea. Have you seen Chelsea and Cole?
No, I haven't seen any.
Do have
great couple.
All right.
Have it together.
Okay, good.
Raising with some normal.
Good.
Some healthy stuff.
Good. Positive role models. Positive.
Others, no.
Yeah.
Right. Not so much.
Well, every family has their black sheep.
Or two.
Yeah.
Or, yes. Teen Mom will never be the same.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What's your good news to start the day, Allie?
I didn't get robbed.
Good.
What?
Thank God.
Yeah.
I left my garage open all night. Had no clue. I did not feel good last night. I was tired.
Dude.
And then around like 7, I was like, just feeling not right. So I put my kids in bed. I laid down. And then when I got up, my nanny's like, did you mean to leave the garage open last night? I go, no, I didn't. Was it open all night? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh God, I was out of it. I was like, and Hudson spilled the whole milk when we got home. So then I started cleaning up the milk and probably just forgot to close the garage because I got, you know.
How much milk was a whole milk?
A milk from like Culver's, like on a Happy Meal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So yeah, like a 12 ouncer. 8 to 12 ouncer.
I had a pot roast sandwich. It was phenomenal. Oh, there's some good news. Oh, just the pot roast, not the bread. Mm, but it was phenomenal.
Good pull.
So love you, Culver's.
My good news is that the smoke detectors in my house work.
Oh, good.
I didn't think that they worked because I replaced the batteries a couple weeks ago. Never had a chance to test them. Yeah, but they worked last night when I was making a pizza and the smoke from the oven. There was some of the cheese had dripped off of the pizza
down
in the bottom and it started smoking.
Yep.
So they heard the beep, beep. The dog's going nuts and I'm like, what is going on? They work. Mm-hmm. I changed the I was like, cool. I haven't just have it change the battery. You can push the button, but you never really see it working in a real life scenario. So they work. Thank God if our house steps on fire. Granted, I'll still probably sleep through those things.
Mm-hmm, true.
Dude, which I'm terrified about. It's not gonna, is that really like a fear of yours?
No.
I just
changed them last week.
Oh,
so I was like, it was ironic that it happened today. Last night, rather. Gibbons.
Did you try? Because they have the test. You know, Riggs, you don't have to burn something to make
That's
sure
what
that
he
works.
Said. He said he hit the button, but he didn't believe it. That's what he said.
I like seeing the real life
and
scenario.
Like,
but it literally happened
just
last week.
The test button.
No, Riggs.
I could, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is this is going to be a historic evening, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Tonight is game 5 for the Bucks.
Nice.
The Bucks are going to beat the bejesus out of those stupid Celtics, and then it's the Eastern Conference Finals.
What is
for
the
Bucks.
Score?
Is that a Bucks alarm clock?
It's the Milwaukee Bucks alarm clock. It plays this ridiculous song.
Oh my
Stop
God.
Torturing me with that song.
Seriously.
This is supposed to be good news.
This is good news.
I've heard this damn thing 4 times this morning.
I'll give you $5 bucks.
The Bucks.
If you throw it against
Don't
the wall,
stop
break it.
Don't break my Bucks clock.
$5.
No. $5?
$5.
Give me the damn thing.
Don't do it. No, it's my Bucks clock.
Gotta go.
It's my Bucks clock.
I don't have $5.
They gave that to me,
bucks.
You son of a bitch.
I don't even have
$5. Serious?
I have zero cash.
Oh my God.
You know Briggs will pay you.
You broke it. That was a limited
that
collector's edition.
Point.
This is supposed to be good news.
I screwed the
this
dude
is
over.
This is good news.
Oh, this sucks.
I hate you so much.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Rain today? Be on and off, cold and windy, high of like 47. You'll need rain gear and just like a jacket that's going to keep
it's
you from
and,
the wind. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yes, Gibbons.
I'm so excited. As part of my adulting journey,
yes.
I finally have an umbrella. I haven't had an umbrella in a decade plus, I swear to God.
Congrats as you spent $5.99 on your umbrella. Don't tell me you bought a golf one.
No, I
actually. Golf one.
No.
You never know with this guy.
I've had one. I just didn't know I had one. I swear to God.
Where was it at?
It was in my closet. I went to get a t-shirt.
Oh,
I swear to God.
You just never use it. Owned it and never used it.
I just forgot I had it. I lived in Seattle for 4 years before I moved here. Never use it. Moved here. Never use it. And I was like, oh, I have an umbrella.
Where do you
and
keep
now
your
I'm
umbrella? Do you keep it? Allie has it right here.
I'd like to know where I keep
Please,
my umbrella.
Don't open it. Don't open it in here, dude.
Why?
Because that's bad luck.
Open it.
Seriously.
Open it. Yeah.
What the hell, dude?
She just opened an umbrella.
Gibbons, where did you learn that? That it was bad luck to do it inside? Who taught you that?
The world.
You don't know.
The
do
world
you?
Taught me that, and now now your bad juju is going to rub off
the
on me.
The world teaches you all kinds of things you have no basis for.
I
like
have
an umbrella opening inside is gonna ruin
the
day.
I have crappy luck. I don't need your bad juju rubbing off on me. You got a date tonight. You don't need bad luck, and yet you're opening
like a lunatic.
You do. On Friday the 13th, I will walk under a ladder, holding an open umbrella, indoors, breaking a mirror, and nothing happens.
And on Friday the 13th, I will not be working here anymore
because
I know it's going to... You're
there's no basis. Just some movie you saw that was made up in a movie theater that had a lot of scary things happen on Friday the 13th.
I've seen it happen. People open umbrellas indoors and they crash their car on the way home from work.
I've seen people not open umbrellas and still crash their car, Gibbons.
Yeah, but if you
Guess
open
what?
But if you open
this
the
has
umbrella, hey,
to do
oh
with
my
that.
God, you
if you
guys.
Open
hey.
The umbrella indoors, you are 99% more likely to get a
can
car crash on the way home.
Can you give me some basis and facts on that?
Yeah, show us some science, Gibbons.
Show us some
science.
I can deal with logic. So give me some facts.
Logic is only a concept that never happened. Let me tell you what happened. Okay, you want the science?
I'd like some
you
want science the science and behind some, it? Some facts behind what you're telling me that I'm going to die when I get home.
Scientific explanation. The, ready, set, go.
For opening an umbrella inside is going to kill us all, apparently.
Research from the Road Association of America in the last census.
Oh, yeah?
In the last census of 2017, the Road Association of America, R-O-A-D-A-S-S, like I'm an ass, O-C-I-A-T-I-O-N, of America, A-M-E-R-I-C-K. The Road Association of America says, Allie, in the 2017 census, that if you open an umbrella indoors, you are factually.
You can't come on the show and lie, dude. Get the hell out of here.
If you speak it into existence, it could happen.
Jesus Christ. What are we going to talk about
on
again?
The show. You're out, dude, if you lie. Get out.
You just opened an umbrella indoors. You're going to give us all the bad juju. Me telling a little white
dude,
lie.
Find
about
something better to worry about, Gibbons. We said it's an umbrella inside. That hasn't... Do you know why I don't care? Because I got other issues.
I
got an umbrella inside.
Guys, Jesus Christ. All right, listen again next hour to find out how Kraft is going to pay for babysitters for moms on Mother's Day.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, the biggest movie of all time, the biggest moneymaker of all time is still Avatar, just so we're clear, people.
Yep.
Still the number one movie of all time. So now they're pushing back the release of the next one, which you'd think it was the biggest of all time. Why would Disney push back Avatar? Like, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
It's been a long wait.
Waiting and waiting and waiting. Basically, Avatar 2 was supposed to debut in 2021.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's still a year after they had first scheduled it. It was supposed to be 2020. Then it was 2021. Then Avatar 3 now will premiere in 2023 and Avatar 4 in 2025, Avatar 5 in 2027.
How the hell do they have five of these already written?
Yeah, we've never seen this, the next one. Yeah. I'm like...
By the way, remember the first one came out in 2009, by the way, 10 years ago.
I was wondering how long it had been.
10 years ago.
Let it go.
Yes.
What is...
And who's been anxiously waiting for these movies?
Right?
I heard they were doing a sequel, and I was like, you better do one soon and strike while the iron's hot because, if this is the biggest movie ever.
Well, our attention span is like 5 seconds these days. Have they... Avatar, I don't even remember what happened in Avatar anymore.
Not a clue.
No, I don't... I remember Zoe, whatever her name is
Zoe
in
Saldana
it.
And Sam Worthington, and it was like Pocahontas in space.
That's all I remember. I
that's what it was.
A damn thing.
It was the same thing. You ever seen Pocahontas,
yes.
The Disney movie?
Yes.
Same thing. They go to this world, it's very nice, and people that, you know, man goes there and tries to trash it, but these people live there. It's a nice earth.
And
they go and destroy
it. I didn't even tell you why it's getting pushed back. Hello?
Why?
Slow down.
Why?
Okay, so they're pushing all these back because they want to do the new Star Wars films before Avatar.
What?
We don't need more
Star Wars movies. They've been so many Star Wars.
Maybe they're realizing they're going to make more off the Star Wars than they are off of the Avatar. And so they're going, wait, move back again the Avatar so we can do some more Star Wars movies.
It does make sense, kind of. Because they're doing Star Wars Land at Disney World. They're not doing Avatar Land,
I think
that's why they're going to correlate it with
they're building
the Star Wars Land. And it looks crazy from pictures I've seen online.
Well, everything at Disney is crazy.
Very true.
Hudson wants to go to the new Toy Story Land at Universal Studios or whatever, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going the summer it opens. Are you out of your damn mind?
And he's like, yes, I'm a child.
I'm
of course
no.
I am.
Well, Star Wars is planning to do new movies that will come out the weekend before Christmas for the next 2 years, beginning in 2022. So basically, you will have one before a big Christmas movie. Look, again.
See, I thought it was because of the technology, but it turns out it's because of Star Wars. The first Avatar, did you ever see it, by the way?
Yes.
Did you go, like, in theaters? It was
visually... That's why I said repeatedly, I don't remember a thing, and I've seen it, and I loved it. I remember loving it.
Yeah,
I don't remember what the hell happened anymore.
Me too. All I remember, it was visually, like, amazing.
I've had two kids.
Crazy awesome.
Gotten married and divorced since the first Avatar came out. Two kids, married and divorced. What does that tell you about how long this has taken?
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay. Mike, drop.
Go away,
come
James
on,
Cameron. Man. Stop, James Cameron.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Holden Rainey sucks. What doesn't suck is having your mom in town for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't?
Which is what I have this weekend.
Riggs is like, some people would disagree.
Some would.
I haven't had Mama G in town for a mother. I don't think I've seen Mama G on Mother's Day in like 6-7 years since I moved away from home, right?
Yeah. Well,
she's coming to town and she lands at 6 a.m. Mother's Day morning.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I want to get her from the airport and take her to brunch.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, 6 a.m. is breakfast.
A little early. Okay. Let me preface it by saying we'll go to a bar first, probably have some drinks because I know Mama G. We'll find a bar open and then we're going to do brunch. But I know brunch is A, religion here, and B, really busy on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So I'm looking
really busy
for,
on Sunday, period.
Yeah, I know, which is like, it's a double whammy. So I'm asking you guys here in the room, my friends out there in Radio Land, the best spot to go to Mother's Day brunch where I'm not going to have to wait 6 hours
anywhere
and we'll
before
have a good
9 a.m.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. As
really?
Long as you go before 9 a.m.
Okay.
I mean, I get up early and go with my kids sometimes.
Yeah.
It's the problem is on Sundays when you get to a restaurant at 9, 10 o'clock, you're going to wait.
Yeah, regardless, right?
If I get to the Pancake House at 8:30, I'm game, dude. If I get to maybe even at 9, I'm game.
Yeah, you got to get there like during church while everybody's out of church.
That's right.
Okay.
And that way you can get there.
Or sleeping.
Yes, or sleeping.
Because a lot of people are just sleeping and they don't want to get up.
If you want to go later, you're going to have to make a reservation, like probably, if not now, last week, I would think.
I was going to, did I not mention you guys, we're getting off the plane and going right to church, because that's what me and Mama G do. We're going
right
to church. No, we're not going to church.
No, you're not. Sure. The thing would set on fire, dude.
Because the church of beer.
Amen.
The church of bloodies.
You're going to be up that early. First of all, they're not going to brunch. They're going to be wasted by 9. They're going to start eating bar food at some, wherever the hell they're at in Stalas.
Exactly.
And then they're going to go home and crash by 1.
That's
let's
the thing,
not
too.
Act like he's taking her to a nice
yeah,
brunch.
Yeah, let's not act like your mom wants to go to Blue's Egg
come
or anything.
On.
She doesn't
no.
want that.
No.
She wants to go to a bar and hang out and get
well,
drunk.
I didn't even mean Blue's Egg. Blue's Egg is... I love Blue's Egg.
But I do,
that's
too.
Not even what I meant by nice. By nice, I mean like the people that buy the Mother's Day brunch at like Pottawatomie and take their mom to like a... Pottawatomie's got a sick buffet.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah,
sick!
Actually, I think the last time my mom was... No, the first time when I first moved here, me and Mama G went and had the lunch buffet
well,
at Pottawatomie.
Well, then go
it was fantastic.
Do the brunch buffet at Pottawatomie and then you don't have to wait. You have all the food you want. You can gamble.
Yeah,
you
she
drink,
can smoke in there,
happy.
Too. She'll be so happy.
In there.
She can smoke in there?
Yeah, she can smoke in some areas. Some
I
areas.
Can't even believe Pottawatomie. It's so weird. We went to a wedding and I was like, oh my God, you can smoke in here?
It's gotten smaller,
it's
the places
so
where you can, but yeah, it's weird that
you can,
people are
you
smoking indoors.
It,
yeah.
Okay, so we've got a plan in place now because I was like, because like you mentioned Riggs reservations.
Yeah.
Do I need a reservation? It's probably too late for reservations.
Uh-huh.
Guess what, Mama G? If you're listening to this, we're going to Pado. We're going to have buffet on the house. Well, not on the house. We're going to pay for the buffet. We're smoking all the cigarettes.
Yes.
And we're throwing 20 on black.
Hold on.
Nice.
Now, I'm curious to see how much the Mother's Day brunch is.
Ooh, that is a good
Riggs,
question, Allie.
You and I both know.
Yes, because I've never been to it before. I'm assuming there is some sort of an admission.
It's expensive when there's no holiday, so that's why I'm excited, because it's awesome and huge at Pottawatomie.
Everybody loves to tack things on. It's like New Year's Eve. It's a special holiday. They know people are going to go out for it, so they're going to inflate the prices a little bit.
Probably,
as soon
as
I put Mother's Day brunch Pottawatomie, I get all these other restaurants with, make your reservation now. Reservation online for your Mother's Day brunch. But these have crab legs. I mean, you guys don't, you're not, you don't want to be all classy like that.
No,
dude.
No. I mean, when I think classy, me and Mama G are the last thing that comes to my
there
mind.
It is.
Mother's Day
champagne brunch.
There you go.
Why are you trying to one-up me again,
you
dude?
You said you were having problems. I was trying to help you out.
Riggs.
And the price
9:30 a.m.
Yes.
To 4 p.m.
Okay. So
you
wide
can
window.
Eat a lot in those hours. Just sit at the buffet.
Yes.
I wonder
22
what this...
with a fire... Keeper's Club, 24 without a car.
Bro!
That's actually really reasonable for what you would spend anyway if you went to like a Blue's Egg. $24 is pretty reasonable.
Excuse me while I
can
inhale.
Can I tell you what's on it?
Exhale. Hold on.
By the way, this isn't an ad. Pottawatomie should be playing.
Yeah, they should. Pottawatomie, you hear that?
Carved prime rib, bone in ham, stuffed shrimp.
Boom!
Bro!
Omelets made to order, baked and smoked salmon.
Yep.
You know what? Hell, I'll see you there.
Dude, I swear to God, when you
keto
said
friendly, man.
When you said Pado and you were looking for the price, I thought it was going to be like $50
yeah,
and I was going to say, me and Mama G are going to the dollar menu. But no, that's totally affordable.
You and Mama G can go for $50.
And
no
hashtag
problem.
Not an ad. Will
no.
someone pay for our meal for the love of God? Come on.
We'll put it in an email to Pado, I'm sure.
Not an ad, but it should be.
Yeah, seriously.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Cold, rainy today, windy, high of 47. You'll need an umbrella. Careful, the umbrella might blow away, though.
Don't open it indoors like Allie did to me earlier. And don't do it again.
What?
She's going to do it again.
Don't
start
it again.
This again.
Don't do it again.
Hold on.
Please.
Let me get the story out first. This happened last time, last hour at this time. I tried to tell you,
you
how
mean?
You can get a free
what
babysitter for Mother's Day.
Okay, just tell us that.
Kraft. The macaroni and cheese people.
What do you mean?
They're paying for a babysitter on Mother's
Day.
They
should. I bought enough damn mac and cheese from them. Yo, they owe me.
That is a valid point.
I'm just saying.
Up to $100 is what they will pay per mom to cover bills for babysitters hired this Sunday, May 12th. So as long as you have a babysitter on Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day, and have a receipt or something, you know, something to prove that you had a babysitter and you paid them, get your babysitter to send you an invoice and take a picture of it, submit it to Kraft. And they'll send you the check. Look
Stop
at that.
It.
For $100. Yeah.
Dude.
How awesome is that?
That's amazing. Are they going to do this?
Yes, they are. It was, why
How
would they
do
not?
You not? Is there some way that it, like, people can't scam it? Like, does it have to be like a valid?
It
you
says,
know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, well, because they, KinderCare, I need an invoice for Sunday.
Yes.
Even though you're closed.
You need to upload a signed note from the babysitter, and they'll say they'll cover costs for up to $50,000 worth of babysitting on Mother's Day.
You have to submit first. You got to get in.
And it ends on May 19th, so when the funds are available. So make sure you get it in quick if you're hiring your babysitter. So submit it quick.
When does it start? Like, when do I have to start? So when can I start? Like, this is a really important question if I have a deadline, because can I start on Mother's Day? You know what I mean? Like, I need to know these things, because all I'm thinking is, well, what if I don't go right away?
The website just says, step one, get yourself a babysitter on Mother's Day. Step two, on Mother's Day, come back to this site and submit your receipt, and Kraft will cover up to $100 of your babysitter bill.
What did I say yesterday, Gibbons? Moms want a nap and a break.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't want somebody pounding on the door while you're going to the bathroom, or you want to go see a movie by yourself.
That they need a snack. Or they're hungry, or they're tired. Why aren't we doing anything today? Why can't we go out? Why aren't we at a play place that costs money? So many questions. Shut up!
I just want to sit down and read a book. That's all I want to do.
I want to read a book.
I just want to cry in my book.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So funny.
So props to Kraft for doing that.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so did you ever hear, so Riggs, you never heard the Janet Jackson rumors that rib removed because she got so little all of a sudden, like back in the day?
Vaguely, but go ahead.
Okay, well, long story short, there were these rumors, and they still exist, that Janet Jackson had a rib removed to make her waist look smaller because you don't really need the rib and da-da-da. And it was so, like, what the hell at the time that nobody still to this day really knows if it's true. Well, then there was a rumor that Cher, the singer Cher, had one. She went as far in the 90s to have a doctor come out and say she didn't have a rib removed.
Jesus.
And she came out with a book and said, I work too damn hard for this body. I work out. I do all these things. And people are trying to say I had a rib removed. Screw you.
Yeah.
And hell
so
yeah. You
now,
tell
last night, which I actually can finally relate to because I've lost all this weight, and everybody tries to find an excuse. Do you take this? Do you do this? Do you
are you taking the shots?
Are you doing the fat? Are you, you know, are you doing
the
fat bombs?
The sleeves.
Or
the
did
fat
you
bombs.
Do stomach surgery? I'm like, I literally changed nothing but my food. I didn't add any fat bombs or keto bombs or this oil or that oil.
Or a crazy workout plan.
Eat food. Like, and that's it. And I'm getting smaller and smaller. And so then I go through that and I go, well, now I know how that feels when you really work hard and, you know, lose weight. And people are going, well, that's just impossible that you can look that good. You must have had a rib removed. So that's what they're doing to Kim Kardashian because she looks so skinny last night at the Met Gala. And I got to tell you, she has lost more weight because she's doing a plant-based diet, much, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce's big thing now. So they're doing that. So she has lost a lot of weight. I think what everyone's missing here is not that she necessarily had a rib removed and that's why her waist looks so little, because it does when you see a picture, an old picture from the Met Gala and a picture now, her waist is way tinier. I think people are forgetting that maybe we should not talk about the rib remove, but maybe the plastic surgery with her butt.
Yeah.
Because the reason her waist looks so little is because of the butt implants. And again, I fought the butt implant story until I watched them get as skinny as hell, her and Chloe. Was still a huge butt. And it's not even like it got a little smaller, but still big, which would happen if you naturally have a big tush, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they're still gigantic with everything else on their body, tiny. And I went, okay, I'm fine. I believe the butt implant thing. Now it's so obvious. So to me, it's like her waist is tiny because of the butt implant. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it looks like she has two hams back there. It's legit two giant hams.
It doesn't fit her body, and it's obvious it's an implant when you get that skinny. Yeah.
I think it was a biblical verse. Little in the middle, but she's got much back. Is that what it is? Is that what it was? Is that from Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yeah. Well, it just
the book of Mix-a-Lot.
Yes. This is like what women try to you know, aspire to, then it's like, come look at my pancake ass, everyone. This
yeah,
is what
right?
it looks like when you lose weight. There's nothing going on anymore, okay?
And people yeah. see her. I saw it all over social media it's last like, night. Goals. Kim is goals. Mm-hmm. No, Kim is plastic surgery. Like,
yeah. Her butt would be flat as hell with no fat on it. Let's be real.
Have you seen the before and afters of when she was, you know, 18, 19, 20?
Even if she has a vigorous workout routine and she does squats all the time and is like big on leg day, still, it doesn't look that big. There's no way.
There's no way your butt's that big if you've lost that much weight.
Right.
You would have lost some from there, too.
Yes.
No, I mean, it's become so obvious, plastic surgery.
She still looks amazing, but...
Well, of course, but does she, if it's all plastic surgery? Why are we praising her? I'm saying if you work hard and it's all plant-based diet, I'm fine with that, or whatever the hell it is you do. I don't care what you do.
True.
My point is, we can't praise her if it is a small waist from plastic surgery with a big... butt implant.
Yeah. And
that's
that is
BS.
And it is misleading and BS.
It's
you're right.
That's false advertising. With all of us as
with
women.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like you can't. That's why I'm saying, watch the people that are, you know, yeah. don't have zero plastic surgery.
The Kardashians are giving people image complexes? Really?
No.
What?
They never sit on Instagram all day and take selfies with
never.
Their hand in the air.
No.
Right.
That's funny.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Kim did not. I don't know if she had a rib removed, but I don't think she did.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that's physically impossible
didn't
to have
Marilyn
a rib removed.
Did Marilyn Manson have a rib removed?
Oh, why did you bring that up?
No.
For this
come on.
Conversation.
All right, come on.
Oh, God, let's see what's
in cash. Gibbons brought that up, and I said, don't go there, dude, but you weren't in the room for that.
No,
I do remember that when I was in high school.
On.
Yeah,
of course, you would remember that, not the Janet, because you guys are dudes.
Of course I would.
Uh-huh. They said that he did it to do some sexual position. Come
for
on, give me a break. Riggs, just stop.
Give away $1,000.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time. And now, missed connection. Craigslist.
Oh, hello, girl.
Hello.
This is a missed connection from Craigslist. I'm probably the only person that goes on Craigslist and trolls the missed connections, but I like it that way. I like it that way. It's my own little thing. It's my me time.
You're a weirdo.
This one is from a male to a female. He says, we flew into Milwaukee on the same flight from Minneapolis, St. Paul the other night around 9 p.m., I got in about 20 minutes earlier than scheduled. You stayed on the plane to help me get all my belongings and my tiny human off of the plane, who was having a large meltdown. I remember saying something like, hashtag single dad life, and you chuckled. Should have asked for your number, but I didn't want to be way off base, and I've been thinking about you all day. You were incredibly kind and attractive, and I hope our paths cross again.
Oh my
Would
God.
Love to take you for brunch. Signed, single dad.
Single dad on a flight. You know, I get paranoid. I always think there's the guy's married and lives in Minneapolis. That's my, you know me.
Just saying.
Like, this guy's up to no good.
He's a polygamist from Utah. He's
Shame.
Got four wives
Shame.
Already. Already. What?
Yes, Allie.
I found a polygamist online yesterday.
Shut the hell up.
With his wife, kissing her in pictures on the dating site. And he said, yes, I'm married and I'm not leaving my wife and we're polyamorous. And I went, is real?
Oh, my God.
Why are you on searchingforsisterwives.com? That's the problem.
How often am I speechless?
No, exactly.
This is my wife and I'm not leaving her. Do you want a date?
Right.
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Seriously. This has been a single dad misconnection, maybe?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Let's just put him on the air right now. We've been talking about him.
I think we scared him.
Our local friend from South Milwaukee, please welcome. Should we call you Alvin Pants, like by your handle, Alvin Pants, on social media?
I mean, you already do call me Alvin Pants, so we might as well call me Alvin Pants.
You're saved as Alvin Pants in my phone.
Yes.
I call you Alvin Pants.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Perez.
That's you, dude.
Alvin Pants Perez.
But why are you, and why have we brought you in the studio this morning? Now, you are part of a very large campaign for a very famous company.
Huge. Can we rewind a little?
Go ahead.
Don't get right to the baby coming out and the vajayjay. Let's build up to this.
I just played just the tip for a second. Go ahead. Go ahead, Alvin.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, first of all, Alvin came in. We met Alvin because he has a YouTube channel and he does videos. Because all this comes mm-hmm. into the part of the story of how a boy from the south side of Milwaukee is something huge is happening today with him. This is so crazy.
Yeah.
And so I invited him out one night to come out with me when I was out doing the thing for Courage House Milwaukee. We're out there. And I said, what have you been up to, Alvin? And he said, I just got back from L.A. And I said... what do you mean you just got back from LA? And then he tells me, go ahead, Alvin, tell the story from the top. Go.
Okay. So when I was meeting with Allie, I told her that I got back from LA because, well, it's kind of a long story, but I'm kind of keep it short and sweet.
Start with, do you remember the Abercrombie and Fitch video? Let's start there.
Yeah.
That you, what is the original Abercrombie and Fitch video?
Okay. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Shane Dawson, very, very big famous YouTuber who just hit like about, I think 20 million subscribers like a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Well, he made a video called Conspiracy Theories with Shane Dawson, and one of the conspiracy theories was that Abercrombie and Hollister actually spray cologne in the air and hype up the music to get people to buy things, which I'm thinking, that's not true. So naturally...
Because Alvin works... I should have said that Alvin works at Abercrombie. Yes. He has for how long?
I've been working there for about a year and 3 months now.
Okay. And you love it.
Yeah, I love Abercrombie and
you
Fitch.
Love like, it.
It's so fun.
Oh, yeah. Cracks me up.
Yeah.
So there's this conspiracy, they spray the perfume in the air. Right?
Yeah. So naturally, me being like the honest, hardworking associate, I had to debunk it. I'm just like, all right. I was triggered.
He's got project jobs.
Super triggered. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I made a video saying like, you know, I debunked everything. I'm saying, you know, this isn't how it is. Like, yeah, this was how back in the day.
You did a video sticking up for Abercrombie and Fitch on YouTube.
Yeah.
So then the next day he goes to work at Abercrombie and Fitch, and they say, can we talk to you in the back room? This is at Mayfair Mall. This is at Mayfair Mall. So Alvin said he's like freaking out. Oh my God, I'm fired.
Were
I did
you in
a video
trouble or something.
So then what happened?
Okay, so here's the thing. I thought I was going to get in trouble because my boss, his name is Grant, he comes up to me and he's like, hey, can I talk to you in the back? And I'm like, you know, he's usually a goofball, so he kind of sounded serious. And I'm like, and I was already thinking, oh my God, I'm so paranoid. Like, I'm shaking right now, just like
I mean,
trying to
you
like,
made this video, am I going to get fired? Yes.
Yeah. So I'm thinking,
in trouble.
Every possible worst case scenario in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I was going to say, you know, if this is a video I made, you know, sticking up for the company, you know, I'm just saying that I did with good intentions and this and that. And he's like, oh, no, quite the contrary. Apparently our district manager saw that video. So she was thinking,
defending Abercrombie.
Yeah. And then Grant comes up to me and tells me, oh, just so you know, our district manager did see that video. And then she did look at your Instagram. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. All right. Well,
you're
it's
like
been nice working with you. I'm fired.
Yeah,
right.
You go, what did I post?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I was waiting for the drop. And he's like, no, it's actually a good thing. I'm like, well, what do you mean? And he's like, well, here's the where it gets really fun. So he tells me that she actually nominated me. Wait for it. To be the new face of our new hashtag Face Your Fierce campaign!
Oh my God!
So look at this over here. Alvin is one of the 10. How many have been selected out of the country?
Literally, me and 9 others. So it's 10 out of 38,000 people were selected.
Holy crap,
dude.
He
is Alvin, our Southside boy from Milwaukee. We are holding it up. He's one of the new faces of Abercrombie and Fitch. So that's why he was in LA for this campaign they've launched. And I've got goosebumps because I'm like, oh my God,
you're
like the cutest
shaking right
little
now
thing.
Too, just like dropping that.
Alvin Perez, ANF brand representative and video creator, Alvin Pants.
Yeah.
It says it on there.
It looks amazing. Sir. Yeah. So you wait. Okay, so you go to LA. Mm-hmm. So they select you to be one of the 10 associates out of 38,000 because they were fascinated by your video.
Yeah.
They fly you out from Milwaukee to LA.
Yeah.
You went out there. When did you go to LA?
I went there from March 11th through the March 13th.
A while ago.
Yeah.
And then I saw you right after. Mm-hmm. And then so what did you do when you were in LA? Did they take you to? Were you carted around like VIP?
Well, it's so weird because, like, the fact that they actually, like, they had drivers take me to and from the airport.
Which
like,
is
they
a big deal for somebody. He's literally, I mean, Alvin, do you travel a lot?
I should, but, like, I love traveling. But, like, the fact that I got the entire, like, everything was included. Like, I got people, like, picking me up from airports, like, taking my bags, stuff
I
like that.
I
gotta
be fair, like, we get little experiences of that here and there with things we do for work.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I went to American Idol, they send a car for you. This was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
But I would go there to do stuff for work.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it when you are like, you truly appreciate it because they came out, they picked you up, they probably had a sign with your name on it, right? At the airport,
did
that freak you out?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
If you're just
did you call your mom and be like, Mom?
I was like, oh my God, Mom. Like, they literally have like my name, like on like, just like in the airport, and like they were taking my bags and then to and from, they were referring to me as Mr. Perez. How are you doing
Mr.
today?
Mr. Perez.
Like, Mr. Like, I'm like, what do you
mean? He's like, Mr. Perez.
Oh my God.
So did they take you to what studios did you film at or you did a bunch of pictures
it was like in downtown LA but I don't remember the name of
that's
studios
okay.
That's fine
like when
but
I,
you walked in and what happened
so okay
because you're the star of the shoot you're one of the new faces of Abercrombie
if you're listening right now we're talking to Alvin Perez from South Milwaukee. Milwaukee, who has just been chosen as one of how many people? It looks like 16 on the map here, the picture.
Yeah, how many are there?
Well, there's 10 of them, but there's like a few people on there that I actually didn't even meet at the shoot, but basically it was all 10 of us. Yes.
And it's the what is it called again, the campaign?
It's called the hashtag Face Your Fierce
Face Your Campaign. Fierce. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And all this because he posted a video on YouTube defending Abercrombie. Somebody from the up high saw it and then picked him because he's adorable to be one of the faces. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you live on the South Side with your whole family.
Yeah.
You're a true
Mexican
South
Full House.
True
Mexican Full House.
I love the Southsider part of it. It's just amazing.
I love this picture that you have. We'll put it on our social media. Yes. But the inclusion of it, there's black, there's brown, there's white people, there's a guy in a wheelchair.
It's a diverse campaign.
There's a woman who's a shorter woman that looks there as well. It's inclusion, and I love that about that.
That's what I really enjoyed about what
So let me ask you the question, Alvin Pants. It's on the poster. Who inspires you to be fierce?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No pressure.
Nobody's asked you that, have they? That's kind of why they picked you, right?
Yeah. I mean, they did tell
you made a video defending their company. You were fierce. You did a bold move, which is probably why they chose you, because you stood up for something you believed in. So they're like, dude, this guy is fierce. He knows what's up. So what inspires you to be fierce?
Choosing to do what others choose not to do and writing your own narrative.
I like that.
Oh, I like that. Wow. I like that a lot. So do you keep working at Abercrombie & Fitch at Mayfair, or what happens now?
So yeah, I'm still working at Abercrombie & Fitch. You know,
the campaign launched today, but we're going to see your face on pictures for Abercrombie all over, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is so weird. Oh, that's amazing.
Abercrombie in Orlando, you'll be on that one?
Like, yes, literally all across the country. Globally, too.
Globally?
That's what they said. Globally. I'm just like, that's freaking insane. Like the fact that like my face is going to be like everywhere, like on the...
So like in the store where you work, there will be your picture.
Yes.
You should stand right under it the entire shift and just sign autographs.
I'm famous. You should get posters to autograph when people come in. People are going to ask for it. I'm just telling you.
I was literally telling like all of my associates, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to troll people on me. Like, what do you think of that guy's like face? Like look at that ugly sweater he's wearing.
Right?
We just got a text to 71037. It says, Dan, Alvin Pants is hot with about 8 O's, 9 T's, and 19 exclamation points.
Look him up because you can look him up too on
you know
Instagram.
How many followers you're going to get today?
Oh,
and in the next coming weeks and months?
How many do you have right now?
I think like 4,000 something.
How long does this run? Did we talk about how long this runs? Is it a summer thing?
Said that when the campaign did drop, it's going to launch all the way up until November. Yeah,
wow.
So like November.
Nice long campaign. So running all summer and all through the fall. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You're so cute. You're such a cutie. I always tell them that.
Are they doing TV and like web stuff as well, or is it only in stores?
I'm not really sure if they're doing TV like promotions, but like they did send me like a quick like 6-second still that I was supposed to post, but I haven't posted yet because you know we'll do it like right afterward. But you know, you gotta like post that whatever they have you they give you, and then from there we just go from there.
That's sweet, dude. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah, I mean, thanks. I was blown away when you told me this story, and I'm really happy for you because you are the sweetest guy.
Aw, thanks.
I mean, I meet a lot of douches, but I'm happy for you because you're just a sweet, kind little soul.
You deserve
know what
it.
I mean? You do, So seeing that picture of you on the campaign for Abercrombie & Fitch, the national campaign, I mean, Alvin.
And when Allie told me about this.
You should inspire Southside kids all over. Should. That's amazing.
Thanks, when Allie told me about this, I was like, Alvin Pants is perfect for that.
Perfect.
You're style, just the way that you dress. I was like, of course he would be an Abercrombie.
You look like an Abercrombie. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean?
I mean
in a good way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also,
and you smell like Abercrombie.
I was just, dude, you smell like my high school years. Every dude in high school wore Abercrombie and Fitch fierce. You smell like it, and you're giving me all the fears.
Good.
Oh, it's great. It's amazing. I just kind of want to sit by him and smell him, but I don't want to be weird.
I mean, I'm right over here, so...
He's not going to be able to make it out of the studio with his big head, you guys. You kidding me? Congratulations, Al. We're going to put your stuff up on our Facebook Instagram, 103.7 KISS FM. And your Instagram handle again is?
At Alvin Pants.
There you go.
Alvin Pants.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM, it's Riggs and Allie. Time now for Hell to the Gnaw.
Hell no to the gnaw,
I had one last night.
What happened?
I was watching TV and Mark Baden comes on and he goes, when we're going to hit 70 degrees tomorrow, coming up next. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
But then I forgot I was watching something on DVR from last week. And I was like,
Riggs! Oh, dude! Man. did you do that to me?
I know.
That
it
is.
It was from this Diane Sawyer special on Screen Time that I recorded from last week.
Oh, come on,
it was 70
man.
On Sunday. That's what he was talking about. But I was watching it yesterday, and I was like, ah. Oh.
Bro.
I got a great one.
My hopes were so high.
So I went and bought a new shirt, I thought. Mm-hmm. A cute, long shirt that I could wear over, like, yoga pants or something. It was adorable.
For your date tonight?
Yeah. Not for my date tonight. Just in general. So there I am shopping, and I bought it. I didn't try it on. I went, I don't even have to try stuff on anymore. I just know what size I am. This is great.
Yeah.
Walk out, get home, decide I'm going to try to find something to wear. I put it on. It's stuck on my body, and I can't figure out why. Is this thing too small? Did I get the wrong size? No. You ready for this?
What?
It was a freaking romper with legs in it, and I'm trying to put it over my head. It is a romper with shorts that are like to here.
You were putting the leg holes on your arm?
Over, oh. Like, why isn't this shirt fitting?
My.
And then I realized my body is in one leg. One leg above as I'm trying. Like, why isn't it moving? This shirt is so tight. I can't breathe.
You tried to put pants on as a shirt?
It was a romper. I'm trying to put pants on as a shirt, dude. Yes. Like an idiot.
Allie, don't be stupid, you moron.
It looked like a shirt / dress, okay?
Didn't you hold it up in the store?
Yes, you can't tell it's a romper. That's the best part of rompers. Oh. You can't see the shorts. They're underneath.
Oh, my God,
the problem was I didn't try it on. Then I went home and tried to put it on, not realizing it was a romper.
I'm glad I'm a guy. I'm not about that romper life.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Hell no.
Gibbons, you got a hell to the no?
Oh, yeah. It's when your landlord comes over or he sends somebody over to fix your lawnmower, right? Because the lawnmower broke, of course. And the guy goes, all right, I'm going to fix it. And I said, all right, I'm going to go back upstairs in my apartment. If you need anything, just give a knock. The guy leaves. I go, all right, you know what? He left. He didn't need anything. I'm going to go mow the lawn. Went out. Lawnmower's still broken. Didn't fix it. Didn't do nothing. He just left.
He knocked on your door and left?
He knocked on the door. I went out there about 10 minutes later, and he was screwing something into the lawnmower. And then he left, and I thought, oh, cool, it's going to work. It's great. I can't wait to mow my lawn, which is now long as hell. Nope.
Oh,
man.
Well, thanks for nothing, repair guy.
No, seriously. For the around the horn there or the hell to the nose. Damn. We do it every morning around this time.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, you can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh, do it. Please do it, Allie. Allie's opening an umbrella indoor. She's been doing it all day.
Just to screw with Gibbons' luck on
Gibbons
the Great.
Just to mess with Gibbons the Great. Oh.
I am Team Alvin.
Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with a record of 43-10. Let's see what Gibbons the Great thinks when he walks in and sees the umbrella. Gibbons the Great, come on in the studio.
What in the bumbaclap be going on over here?
Look at that. That's an open umbrella indoors. How do you feel about your odds this morning, Gibbons the Great?
Me swear to anything that's holy. Me left ear just got hit by my microphone, my speaker here. My headphone just shocked me.
Yeah.
Good luck. You're
going to
need it.
Good luck.
Me, really?
Because this morning you're taking on our friend Alvin Pants, who is a global fashion icon. I'm calling
Go
him
Alvin!
That. For Abercrombie & Fitch.
South side of Milwaukee, and he's one of the new faces of Abercrombie & Fitch. Hell yes, Alvin.
Hell yeah. So he's going to try to stump you this morning, Gibbons the Great, with your open umbrella. See, Allie's going to shade you with the umbrella like you're... You're like, he's like Tiger Woods on a golf course right now. You're like his caddy, Allie.
He's flicking me off.
All right. Gibbons the Great.
Ready, Alvin?
Yes.
I'm gonna document this.
Is there a female on your brain, Mr. Alvin Pants?
There is.
Might this be an adult older than 18 years, maybe?
Yes.
Possibly the person on your mind have any children?
No.
Is this someone that really exists?
He's gonna kill me.
Do you have someone on your mind who is only famous for being on YouTube?
No.
Has the person on your brain recorded any albums before?
Not really.
It's a yes or a no.
No.
He's getting so mad at me. Do you see this?
Do you have an actor on your brain?
Yeah.
Okay. Might this be somebody from a popular TV show?
No.
I'm wiping off me sweaty palms on that bumbaclot alley fit because me not
that?
Liking what be going on
what
here, you son of a... I
what
hate you. All right, is this person living from the United States of America?
Yes.
Perhaps this is someone who's ever been in one of those superhero movies before?
No.
He's going to kill me. I love it.
Oh my God, I hate you. All right, maybe you've got someone with blonde hair on your brain.
No.
Is this someone who's ever been playing in movies before?
Yes.
Could you have someone on your mind who is less than 30 years old?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, is there an African-American on your mind at the moment?
No.
Perhaps this person's age is older than 40?
Oh, no.
Has this person on your brain ever been in a musical film before?
What's wrong with
being 40? I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Kidding.
Nothing.
Asking for a friend.
Maybe this person has red hair?
No.
Is this someone who could rub shoulders possibly with vampires?
No.
Are you thinking of someone with a British accent?
Nope.
All right, is this someone who was in a movie with princesses, perhaps?
Nope.
Is there a person of Asian descent on your mind?
Nope.
Is this could be someone maybe who uses arrows?
No.
You might take him to the house, Alvin.
Has the character on your brain...
I wonder if it's the umbrella's fault.
...ever been pregnant before? I hate you so much.
No.
I just gave you an excuse when you lose,
you
dude.
You bumbleclots. All right, has a person on your brain ever appeared in a children's film before?
No.
Is this character on your brain famous for their body?
No.
Could you have a black-haired person on your brain?
No.
Things are getting heavy and crazy and hectic up in here.
I think he's going to lose this time.
Is there someone on your mind known for fighting?
Nope.
Do you have a singer on your brain?
Yes.
Is this person from the movie Pitch Perfect?
Who is it?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, me got it here. Through all this bumba clattery and from everything you tried to do.
Who is it?
Some people know her from Sam and Cats. I know her as the greatest singer of our generation, Miss Ariana Grande.
Is that
no!
right?
No! Alvin, I never clapped for the other person, but you're my friend.
No. Hey. Alvin, who were you thinking of this morning for Gibbons the Great?
I was thinking of Ally Maine from A Star is Born.
Yes, that was Lady Gaga played her in A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper.
Solid, dude. All right, Alvin, you
didn't
rock.
You see A Star is Born, Gibbons the Great? That was one of your third favorite movies of all time, I thought.
No, but I've seen A Star is Dead, and that's going to be when I get a hold of Ally after this thing just bumbled on. I'm going to kick that butt.
What was that?
Not with her umbrella.
There she goes with the umbrella.
She knows your weakness. It's the umbrella indoors.
He's a sucker.
You ever let me find something that you don't like, I swear to bumble clattery, you're going to get it.
There's a lot of things I don't like. Trust me. You rub them in all the time.
Gibbons the Great. Now with a record of 43-11. Way to go, Alvin Pants. Way
Thanks,
to go.
Guys.
High five.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie.
Yes.
You're going on this date tonight or what?
Because
I know yesterday you ran into the dilemma of your kid having practice.
Practice?
We're talking about practice?
Yeah. So basically, I have that second date tonight with first date guy. That's what I call him, first date guy. It's our
Even
second
if there's,
date.
You're on fifth date, please still call him first date guy.
He's going to be, he will always be first date guy.
Because he was
Everybody
first date.
Everybody has a name, right?
Yeah. Well, he's
so
the first
date
one.
Guy. So I said I want to go do something I want to go bowling tonight because, you know, we sat and talked for like 4 hours last time, and that's fine. But
yeah.
I want to do like an activity and like see how we interact, you
totally,
know, and
yeah.
move around and how this goes. So it's just a little something different. So I was worried because Owen's baseball practice is from 6:30 to 7:30. And this guy set up the date for 6, right? First date guy. So I was worried as the mom and me, I was having all this mom guilt yesterday. I can't skip the practice. I just have to go later. But then I'm going to be too tired at 8 o'clock because hello.
Exactly.
We get
right?
up early and I, whatever. So thank you, Rain.
I did
nothing other than confirm the date. I did not message him about, hey, I'm worried about that. Because you know what I thought? I almost said, hey, heads up, and sent this long text about maybe we should move it to a different later time because I want to go on the date, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought, he's a dude. He doesn't give a damn about all the logistics about what I'm trying to figure out.
Right.
He doesn't care.
He would have seen that and went, what?
Are you coming or not? That's right.
Are you coming or not?
That's right.
Yes
and
or
I
no?
I said to myself, don't even go there. Don't
right.
send this long text
Good move.
Explaining all this crap. He doesn't care.
Good move.
So he texted me and I texted him back and said, sounds good. We'll go out tonight.
Yeah.
And then he wrote me back and I forgot to respond yesterday.
Oh, Allie, come on.
Man. It was at noon, too.
Dude, noon?
It's almost noon today,
I just
dude.
I realized it was noon.
What was the last message he sent to you?
Just about bowling.
Oh.
Well, he said, I'll see you tomorrow night, looking forward to it. And I didn't write back, so maybe that's okay, actually.
Oh, that is fine. Yes, it's
okay. Because normally I'd write back, me too, see you then.
You're fine. Now, he knows that's implied.
Okay.
Plus, if anything, you're leaving him hanging wanting a little bit more by not responding, so.
Also, very true.
Really?
Yeah, because he's like, wow.
I don't want to play games.
You're not playing.
I'm just damn busy.
It's not a game.
It's a literal,
it's a
I can barely get to my text.
It's a subtle female ninja mind F thing that you guys do.
100%.
We say something nice, and then you don't respond, and we're like, I'm sure she saw it. Surely she saw it. Do I want to say something else? I'm not going to say anything. You know what? I'm sure she saw it. I'm just going to move on with my life.
And then, oh my God.
Should I say something when we see each other in public? Should I say that she didn't respond? No, because I'm going to sound weird and crazy. Because no.
And then
this
you start
is what
typing.
Goes in our head.
You're typing the text response, and then you erase it, and then you type it, you erase it, and then you. Oh my God! Did she see the bubbles come up that I was typing?
Yes.
Oh God! Did she know I was typing? And oh God! Oh God! Oh God!
I'm telling
Welcome to the mind of a guy, too. We don't say this outwardly. We just think it inwardly.
Never say it outwardly.
I've learned from you guys just from listening to you talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't give a damn about all this extra nonsense.
We don't.
So I've learned, and I did not send the text.
So did the rain cancel the practice for the night?
No, they haven't canceled yet, but I'm going to assume when I saw 100% chance during practice hours that his practice will get canceled. I'll go on my date. He'll be at his dad's house, so he won't know the difference.
Yeah.
Neither of my kids will know, and that'll be it.
I kept saying just skip it altogether. The kid's got to learn about disappointment at some time in life, you know?
True. And you know what is so funny about first date guy?
What's that?
Every time I go out with this guy or something happens, I'm off the next day. Like, people want to hear about the dates, and then now I'm off. I'm going to Chicago for 2 days to party with my girlfriends from high school. So now, you have to wait till Monday.
The art of the cliffhanger. The
it's
art
not
of the
even
cliffhanger.
Intentional. It just happens like this every time.
Oh, right. Man. Well, I will put you down for 8:45 on Monday morning.
All right.
On the schedule. And we fill us in on Monday morning at 8:45.
Man.
Everybody else set a reminder on your Siri or your phone or whatever.
For real.
Remind
for
me
real.
To listen to Riggs and Allie on Monday morning at 8:45. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037KISSFM.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show at 1037KISSFM.com. Show number 655 is
Jeez.
In the books. Right?
Exhausting.
It
just hearing it out loud, huh?
Right. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something about Allie.
Oh, yeah? What'd you learn?
She's thankful for the rain, only because it has canceled her kids' practice, and now she can go on the date as planned. Second date with first date guy.
Yeah.
You'll get an update Monday morning at 8:40.
Because I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to be out of town for a girls' trip, so I'll be back, and then I'll tell you on Monday.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hope to hear of some stories of salaciousness.
Yeah, a little hot dog, maybe
a
little
donut.
What if
there is no hot dog and donuts? Are you still going to want to hear about
it? We will still, I guess. I'm sure something will happen. Are you kidding me?
Come on now.
Yes. That's all I need to know.
Something good will happen, I'm sure. What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned something about myself.
What's that?
And that is that I believe I have phobophobia. Which from what?
Wait, FOMOphobia?
FOBOphobia.
Okay, what's this?
Which from what I've researched is a fear of fear or a fear of expressing your fears. Because every time I tell you guys about something that legit freaks me out, that I legit don't like, that legit bothers me, you exploit it over and over.
A lie.
Oh, BS.
We do it when it's stupid. That's when we exploit it.
Hey.
Opening an umbrella inside is the dumbest thing
you're
to be
not
afraid of.
Like you're sitting in here saying I'm afraid of snakes and I'm daggling snakes in front of your eyes.
I'm sorry that I'm afraid of something that you're not afraid of. My apologies. Christ
God, almighty.
He sounds
like a chick right now.
Well, I've been on edge all damn day since like 6 o'clock this morning
over
when you started. With the damn umbrella.
Get
indoors.
A grip and get some perspective. All the crap you've been through and umbrellas freaking you out.
You don't understand. I will now until this, like, for probably the rest of my damn life, from this moment
forward. You will have anxiety over a pretend imaginary thing, which is the problem with mental
I'm
health
just
and anxiety.
I'm waiting for something
Stupid.
To happen now. I will spend my day in a freaking bubble because I'm afraid something bad's going to happen.
Well, then that's
because
your own
you exploited
fault if you're not get
my
help.
Fear.
Guys.
Over and over
this
and
like,
over
this
again.
Is the, this is the.
This is like a chick yelling at their boyfriend.
Oh, Christ,
you did this to
God
me.
Forbid.
Just these guys.
God forbid.
Just,
I open up.
Just,
God
just
forbid.
If you just turned
I
on the radio.
Up.
This is an argument that has happened 4 times this morning. Now this is 5.
Four.
God
this
forbid.
Is
I open up.
This
and
is number,
I say,
this is number 5.
This freaks me out. Please don't do this. And
Gibbons,
I'm trying to work.
Gibbons.
And I got a freaking umbrella
Gibbons.
Literally
Gibbons.
Over my
just
head.
Shut up for a second. You're not even being vulnerable. You're being a jerk about it. That's why nobody feels sorry for you. If you were like, this is really upsetting. kidding me? And I'm vulnerable, and you guys are really, you're going, you just want to, it's
how
your
How in
approach.
The hell else
it's
am I?
It's your approach. I think it's a joke. Hey. If you're truly having issues, I swear to say Christ. It in a fear way, not scream and blah, blah, blah.
The only way to get to you is to scream over you, because I got to scream over you to get a word in edgewise.
Oh, now we've hit the real Michelle.
Ooh.
It's getting deep up in here.
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning? Hurry, move on.
That Givens can't get a word in edgewise, and he's pissed off about it, but it's coming out as we're exploiting his umbrella. You're welcome. Dr. Allie was here. Now he's mad.
See, I'm not
now
mad
he's,
at
yes,
all.
Yes, you are. You just screamed that you were mad. My on God. The air. We're not sensitive
I'm
to your fears.
I'm going
to
pour a cup of tea and play this Ariana Grande
Damn
song.
It, Alan,
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.